Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I love this text from Mark chapter 10 today that we had read a few moments ago. And I don't know this for a fact, but I'd be willing to bet that my mom loves this text too. And here's why. Because this text probably makes her feel pretty good about her salvation. You see, for as long as I can remember, my mom has always loved rummage sales. She has loved going to them, and she has loved having them. For much of her adult life, either by herself or with her sisters, every year she seems to have one or two rummage sales. And now that she's a little bit older, she has become in charge of the big rummage sale at her church every year. And so if there is anyone who can be certain of her salvation, at least according to our text from Mark today, that person is my mom. And thus I would assume that she loves this text. Now, in case that bit of logic has you scratching your head a bit, a little bit confused, I encourage you to take another look at the story from Mark, which we had read today. Mark chapter 10, we read these words. As Jesus was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth." And Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go, have a rummage sale and give the proceeds to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Now, your Bible may not have stated it with those exact words, but that's what Jesus said, didn't he? He said, "Go and sell everything that you have." In other words, go and have a rummage sale with your possessions. But this man couldn't do that. And so he went away sad because he didn't want to get rid of all of his stuff. He went away from Jesus with his belongings untouched and his heart unsaved. He cared more about keeping what he had than he did in gaining what he didn't have, namely eternal life. I guess one of the big differences between this rich young man and us is that when we have rummage sales, we usually just get rid of the stuff that we don't want. While this young man was told to get rid of everything that he had. Makes you wonder a little bit, doesn't it? How we might react to that same directive if Jesus were to give it to us. Would we, perhaps like the disciples James and John, when Jesus came to them on the shore of the Sea of Galilee and said, "Follow me," they dropped their nets and immediately followed Jesus, leaving everything behind? Or would we too, perhaps like this rich young man, go away sad because we're unwilling to part with our possessions? Jesus said, "Anyone who loves father or mother, son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." And the Almighty God of heaven and earth commanded in his first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me." You see, the problem, the struggle, the difficulty for the rich young man was not that he was a bad guy. It wasn't that he was a rebel who took delight in thumbing his nose at God. This man was not somebody that you would want to root against. He was a good guy. He did his best to do the right things and to keep the commandments. This guy is somebody that we would all like to have as a neighbor and would love to have as a friend. This was truly a good man. But he loved his stuff more than he loved God. He believed in God and he obeyed God and he wanted to serve God to a point. To a point that he didn't have to give up his comfortable life. To the point that he didn't have to surrender his belongings. To the point that he could still have his other gods. What are your other gods? What things do you own, possess, use, treasure, love that you have placed before God? If you went to Jesus with that same question, what must I do to be saved? What would Jesus tell you to get rid of? As I spoke to the children before, it's probably true for many of us. For some of us, it would be our family, our parents, our spouse, our children, our grandchildren. For others of us, it would be our belongings, our home, our toys, our collectibles and treasures. And for still others of us, it would have more to do with how we spend our time and our money. In our own way, we each wrestle with the same issue that the young rich man was wrestling with. And that is with placing someone or something in a position above and before God. It's the struggle to keep the first commandment. St. Paul wrote these words in Philippians 3. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and being found in Him. Paul willingly gave up everything from his former life. His prestige, his power, his position, his possessions. That he might become a follower of Christ Jesus. And why? Because he learned that in and through Christ Jesus, his sins had been forgiven. To believe in Jesus and to be a follower of Jesus is to be connected to the cross and to the grave, the empty grave, to the death and resurrection of Jesus. Whereby then he would also, Paul would attain to the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting in God's kingdom. Paul realized that nothing that he had in his former life could compare with the greatness of knowing Christ Jesus as his Lord and Savior. And that nothing that he had was worth keeping over and against gaining of Christ. To lose everything but to still have Jesus was better by far than to gain everything and not to have Jesus. I pray that we might learn what St. Paul knew and what this rich young man didn't know. That everything else in life is worth losing compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus as our Savior. For in Christ our sins have been forgiven. And our eternal life with God is both prepared and secured. In Christ we will each have treasures untold when we come into His kingdom of heaven. Go away from this worship today filled with joy, knowing that eternal life is your certain inheritance in Christ. Don't ever be afraid to lose anything or even everything for the sake of knowing and serving Christ Jesus. For what you lose will never even begin to compare to what you will most certainly gain. To God be the glory for the sake of His Son Jesus. Amen.